You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
We get to continue our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series today with students and faculty from Lutheran High School South here in St. Louis. Joining us today, the Reverend Christopher Summer. He's head of campus wellness at Lutheran High School South. Pastor Summer, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here, guys.
This is not your first interview on KFUO, by the way, right?
Yes. I hate to brag, a little bit of a Z-list celebrity here, but 30-whatever years ago, when I was in high school visiting the seminary, because KFUO was located on campus at the seminary way back then.
Yep.
Yeah, I was interviewed as a student.
And talking about serving in ministry, like preparing to serve in ministry and formation, thinking about going to seminary and becoming a pastor, right?
Yes, sir. I thought about it even then, just like these guys are thinking about church work.
So it's come full circle, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Joining us in studio today, Ellie. She's a senior at Lutheran High School South. Ellie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Kevin. Kevin's a junior at Lutheran High School South.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for being here this morning and missing some classes. I think we're missing like AP chemistry, maybe choir. And
AP chemistry.
Yeah. So I'm sorry for making you miss those classes, but glad you're here to share your story. Pastor Summer, let's talk about the Theology Academy at Lutheran High School South. Now, I know it has another name. Right. Besides Theology
Academy. Which is just about the fact we're all called to vocations, plural, right?
Where did the idea for Theology Academy begin?
Yeah, I cannot take any credit for it. So I've only been at the school for a little over a year. And so when I got there, they had said, hey, you know, we would like to do this thing. And I think that having me come on board allowed a little bit of margin so we could get it up and running second semester of last year. So I'll give credit to my predecessors, and they're thinking about what can we do to better support our students that are maybe considering church work, right? To give them opportunities to decide, is that something they want to maybe pursue?
So what happens in this Theology Academy?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because most of what we, quote, require the students to do, they're already doing like 80% of it, right? You know, so it's, you know, are you serving in your church? Do you have a mentor relationship? Are you taking our honors theology electives? Are you volunteering somewhere? All these things that they're probably already doing, we're just kind of helping them check some boxes and really give them opportunities to experience what it's like to serve.
Who can enroll? Like, how do they find out about the program and how do they enroll in it?
Yeah, so we try and share it very early on each year. We don't let seniors enroll only because we want it to be something that, you know, you've kind of earned, right? So we feel if you're a senior and, you know, like 6 to 9 months of work isn't quite enough to qualify to get the credit for what we're doing. So anybody else, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, they can all sign up.
Mm. So let's talk about how you got involved. Ellie, let's start with your story. What interested you in the Theology Academy?
I think it's since I'm planning to go into church work, this gives me a background that I can build upon and kind of like a foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about you, Kevin?
Well, I myself am interested in joining the pastoral ministry, so this seemed like a group that was right up my alley to get the resources that I needed and prepare me for that life of service.
So Ellie, what has your experience been? Because you're a senior now, right? So you've been in this for a little while now. What have you been learning throughout your time in the Theology Academy?
I've mostly been learning what I want to do. So I want to be in music education and church music. So I've been shadowing a bunch of people, like the band directors, who one of them is actually a church organist also. So I've been shadowing him at school, but also, you know, he tells me about how to do services and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. How has your approach to serving as a church musician changed over that time? What did you think before starting the Theology Academy? And how has that shifted since you've been able to shadow and learn?
I think it's shifted because I originally thought, I'm just going to be in a classroom just thinking of random answers I'm going to put on a paper and like trying to, you know, try to do the right things. But since I, you know, interviewed and shadowed, it actually got me involved more and it helped me a lot.
What year in high school did you start Theology Academy?
I started my junior year because that was the first year it was offered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just began offering the program last spring. So these guys are in on the ground floor, so to speak.
Sure. So what are some of the things that you enjoyed as a junior? And then when you get into senior year, what are some of the, I guess, maybe more in-depth things you get to do?
Well, it was mostly interviews for junior year, but now we actually have to go research more about the job. So I'll be researching church music more because we have to write a paper on it.
I see. How about church music internships at a radio station? That would be fun.
Yeah, if you have any, I'm serious as a heart attack. You let me know because we've got students. I mean, honestly, we've got a lot of talented musicians who just yesterday in chapel, they shared their gifts and use it to our enjoyment and God's glory.
Kevin, what are some of the things that you've got to had the opportunity to do? Did you start this year or last year?
Last year. So my sophomore year, like Ellie, was the first year that it was offered. But, you know, through the process as a sophomore, like Ellie said, we also do interviews. So I got to interview one of the campus pastors, not Pastor Summer, but another one. And he really taught me, he told me about from the outside, whenever you go into like the pastoral ministry, you know, whenever you think of a pastor, it's like the guy that's serving at the front of the congregation, you know, leading worship. But there's so much more that like being a pastor can do, you know, helping out at a school like he does and all sorts of stuff. And I also got to interview kind of on the other end of the spectrum a seminarian that helps out at my church and just learn about that process of what becoming a pastor is like and, you know, seminary work and everything like that. So it's just my sophomore year and being involved in the academy allowed me to get answers to some of the questions about like whenever you think about maybe am I called to be a pastor? It's something that maybe the answers aren't always that obvious, but having that group to get you those resources, to encourage you to go out and give you a plan to conduct interviews, to get all of these resources available to you is really helpful for me whenever I'm looking to be a pastor in the future.
What are some of the things that you're expecting to do this year in the Theology Academy?
So this year, I know that as a junior, I'm looking to find a role that really helps out in my church. I mean, I'm an usher and I also have like, I'm a small paid job at the church, but you know, looking to have more of that, like having a closer like view of what being a pastor is and having those conversations with a pastor in my church to really learn more about like the future. Like what does it seem that after high school, you know, college, what am I going to go into? What would you recommend I do? Everything like that to get me to have that plan. That's really what's most important is getting that plan. And that's something that I can start developing and working on even right now.
So what has that led to? What are you thinking after high school?
Well, in what conversations I've had with my pastor, it seems that like one of the benefits of going into the pastoral ministry is attending seminary. So the requirement to attend seminary, it's not a particular degree. So that means that I can really choose to focus on things that I'm interested in. And I myself am part of the theater troupe at my school, so I can go into performing arts, get a degree there, or I could go into psychology. I've thought about maybe doing a more of a counseling type role. Mm-hmm. And so going into those degrees of just doing things that I'm interested in, it's really freeing because whenever people think about going to colleges, all the time they're so worried, am I going to get the right degree and to go into the right job? But because of that freedom that comes with going to seminary afterwards, I can focus on making my college experience one where I'm inspired to learn rather than feeling like I'm forced to learn. And that's really helpful.
Ellie, what are you thinking next after high school?
I'm thinking college.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already been accepted and I'm just...
Where are you going, Ellie? You can brag.
Concordia, Chicago. Yeah.
Studying church music at Concordia, Chicago?
I'm actually doing a dual degree in church music and music education.
Okay.
So. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You get to study for a while.
5 years.
Yep. That'd be me.
It's a fantastic program, though, and I've met several people who've gone through that program and are just wonderful music educators and church musicians as well. So, how do you think this is preparing you for those next steps?
I think this is preparing me because I'll know what classes I'll need to take in order to do the church music. Like being able, knowing that I have prepared in a cornerstone, building up on that cornerstone that the Theology Academy has made.
And what about you, Kevin?
Well, like I said, getting those resources and like knowing that you have that freedom has really been the most like thing that relieves the most pressure, you know, because it's a lot of unknown. I mean, whenever I'm going into it, I'm basically saying, God, lead me. Here I am. Send me. Right. And so getting that freedom from all these resources that is provided from the Academy to get that plan. And it's really, it's just, like I said, I keep saying the word freedom, but it's freeing, you know, just having all those resources.
I always tell the students, you don't need to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. You just need to know what you want to do next, right? And so let us help you make the best decision for where you are today and where you want to go next.
We're learning about Theology Academy at Lutheran High School South here in St. Louis. We'll continue our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with friends from Lutheran High School South in the Theology Academy, the Reverend Christopher Summer. He's head of campus wellness, and Ellie is a senior and Kevin is a junior, learning about their experiences as students in the Theology Academy. Now, both of you mentioned that part of the program involves interviewing church workers, pastors, church musicians, educators. What was that like interviewing others? What were some of your favorite questions? Did you come up with the questions on your own, or were there questions given to you to think about when preparing for that interview?
There was a list of questions that we had to pick from, and it really gave us the background knowledges of the jobs.
What was your favorite question? What was the one that was like life-changing? This is what I want to do.
Probably it was the best advice question. It was based around, what's your best advice for someone who wants to go into this?
Kevin?
To give kind of a different experience than what Ellie said, there was a set rubric, like, we would like you to at least use some of these questions. And I did. But I also, I don't want to make
check.
It sound like,
yeah.
But he was really enjoying his freedom.
Well, I took off of that, but I kind of played into more specific, like, concerns that I had, you know, because, like I said, it's a big commitment and it's a lot of unknowns. So particularly for me, one of the things I focused on was just having that spiritual life, having that spiritual dedication. What is, you know, familial life look like? What, you're a husband, you're a father, what does that look like? How do you balance that? Do you balance that in social life? All of these things to juggle. And I was really wondering, how does somebody like that go about doing it, you know? And so I really modeled my interview with the pastor specifically about that. Like, how do you balance all of these commitments? And he gave me methods, he gave me ways, and he talked about making priorities, you know, prioritizing your faith, but also prioritizing the people God's given you. And, you know, I also interviewed the seminarian at my church, and he talked about how even at the seminary, you know, you can prioritize your faith life, you prioritize the community that you have, and really making sure that you have those foundations to further your own knowledge and serve God.
Ellie, you said that you're doing research this year. What are some of the things do you know what you're going to be researching yet? And what are you excited about in that process?
I'm probably just going to be researching the background knowledge of it so I can get more in detail of what I'm going to be doing. Because I know it's not just playing a sermon, three services a day, Sunday. You have choirs and stuff like that. And I think I'm excited because I'll get to talk to more people who actually do the job daily mm-hmm. to get more of that background.
Yeah. What do you expect to be asking people and researching? What are some of the things you're really looking to learn?
I'm looking to learn how they balance everything. Because mm-hmm. with both music education and church music, you're trying to balance basically two separate jobs at once. Mm-hmm. So just seeing how they balance it and how they also have their normal life into it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got to have a social life.
Looking forward to next year, Kevin, is there anything in particular that you really want to research?
Well, I guess, like I was talking about, that freedom of having the ability to choose your like particular major that you want to go into. I mean, looking into what really would be most helpful in the pastoral ministry, you know, like that's psychology, or maybe that's going to a college that offers more of like a church history type thing like that, and going to something that's more history bound. So that's really what I'm looking forward to, is finding that thing that will help me in pastoral ministry, but also finding something that I'm just genuinely interested in.
Now, we've talked a lot about the work that you get to do as an individual, research, doing interviews. Is there interaction with other peers in the program as well?
I would say definitely, you know, because whenever you're, like I said, looking for these resources, having that community is really important. I mean, knowing that there are other young men, young women who are looking to give their lives to God is really reassuring, because there are a lot of mysteries about it. And so knowing that you'll have that community now and going forward is something that's really useful, and I really appreciate it about the Academy.
Do have monthly meetings, so mm-hmm. where the students come together, and tomorrow we have a bonus meeting because one of the Concordia universities are in town, so they're going to get to share, so you know, what some of the opportunities are at their campus. So yeah, we come together once a month, and it really just, at least the students get an opportunity to see, like, hey, there's a more than a handful, there's a group of people here that are also considering this, and they can dialogue with each other too.
Natalie, you're going to Concordia Chicago next year. How are you preparing? How are you thinking about those upcoming courses and things as you're going through your senior year this year?
Wow, that's a question.
What theology classes are you taking right now? Are you taking any?
I am taking two theology classes right now. Okay. Honors theology and then the new Creeds and Confessions class we have.
Oh, tell me more about that one.
So we just got done with the Athanasian Creed. We're basically dissecting them and learning the background of them and how we got them.
So, you're never done with the Athanasian Creed.
It's the best creed, in my humble opinion.
Very thorough.
I love it so much.
This is a class, the Creeds and Confessions, that we just added this year to support the Theology Academy. And so really, this is the students cracking open the Large Catechism.
Yes.
Right, which is new, I think, for our student body, but I'm so impressed that, you know, how many students are in there?
I think there's like 11 of us.
Yeah, I mean, more than 10 students signed up to take an honors theology class working through the Book of Concord. What? So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and Ellie's one of those people.
How many hours do you spend studying, just trying to grasp the concepts in the Athanasian Creed?
Maybe like one. I give up at a certain point.
Kevin, what theology classes are you taking this year?
So like Ellie, I'm also in the honors theology for the ethics and moral decisions. And unfortunately, I can't take any more this year just because I'm taking so many classes as is that I'm giving myself a little freedom in my schedule so that I'll have breaks and everything. But I'm really looking forward to that next year and being able to take multiple theology courses.
Any idea what senior year looks like in terms of theology classes, what you might be able to take?
Well, I know that the theology, honors theology program switches off every year from ethics, moral decisions, and apologetics. So next year, I'll be able to take the apologetics course, and then also that creeds and confessions class. And even I've been thinking about taking even the comparative religions class. That isn't necessarily an honors theology class, but just having that knowledge, you know, going into being part of your religion, knowing about other religions could be really helpful.
Tell us more about that ethics class. It sounds very interesting.
Oh, it very much is. I mean, we break down a bunch of different philosophies. I mean, we've done Plato, we've done Kant, Hume, mm-hmm. everything. We're covering all the bases. You go through the kind of ancient, the old historic philosophies, Aristotle, you go into modern, and then you get into postmodernism and if you know anything about postmodernism, it's a whole nother dog. But it's really interesting because you take these hypothetical situations. Sometimes we'll even talk about like fictional characters and different like events that happen. And like we say, well, what would this philosopher say about that versus this philosopher? Is this person justified in doing that? You know, one of my favorite exercises is we looked at like Batman and Robin and said, you know, is it really right for Batman to make a Robin? And I won't go into my soapbox about that here, but, you know, it's
But you have an opinion about
it. Oh, I definitely do, and I'm very vocal about it. But either way, we just get to break down this stuff and get that knowledge in those philosophies, and it's really interesting to see how people try to make sense of the world.
I think you guys have had Pastor Joe Cox on the show.
Yep.
Brilliant colleague of mine, right? And so he's the one who teaches that class, and yeah, I mean, he just does an amazing job of preparing these students.
Sounds really interesting. I want to go back to high school now to take his classes.
You can audit it. No charge, you know?
Oh, don't tempt me. I would do it. but, I mean, hearing both of you guys talk about your experiences, the theology classes, all of these experiences that you've had, Pastor Summer, how does the Theology Academy fit into the larger mission, the big picture of the mission at Lutheran South?
Yeah, so we just last year spent a lot of time in, I guess, rolled out a new mission for the school. And it's, you know, we inspire, it starts out like this. We inspire students through a Christological lens, a Christ-centered lens. And so that's at the heart of everything we're trying to do, right? And so it's pretty easy to do things that are in line with the mission when you're in the theology department, because everything's kind of rooted in Christ. And so this is right in that wheelhouse. And so we inspire students to live courageously and serve faithfully. That's our tagline, live courageously and serve faithfully. And each of these classes, I think, hits on all that stuff, right? It's not just about your knowledge and your love and your faith, but it's how do you live as a responsible citizen in our community?
And speaking of preparing students through that and inspiring them through that Christological lens, that leads to several of them going into church work and pursuing church worker formation. And we're kind of, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program today, going full circle, because about 30-something years ago, you were thinking about church worker formation,
yes,
becoming a pastor.
Yes, sir.
And you spent some time at KFUO. And I want to go back to that interview. You just happened to have that soundbite for us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I want to share that with our listeners. And this was an interview from 1990, is that right?
1990,
oh,
correct.
Yeah,
as you were visiting the seminary campus and KFUO.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I go to Lutheran High School South out in Afton. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior out there. And I grew up in South St. Louis, right around Ted Drew's.
Okay. Been there many times. What is it about this weekend that has stood out for you?
Well, I knew that what I wanted to do was basically a pastor, but there's so many, you know, being a pastor doesn't mean you're going to be working in a church, I've learned. You can be working with the, you know, the deaf. You can be working as an artist or whatever you're good at. You know, there's a place for you.
And I commend you for that. That's a difficult undertaking, and I hope that someday, if not only myself, the seminary community sees you here studying for the ministry. It's a wonderful profession, and it is indeed a high calling of God to that office.
Wow, full circle. You were thinking about going into church work, and here we are today with your students. And you mentioned that you might not necessarily be a pastor serving a congregation. You might be a pastor serving in other ways. You're a pastor serving as a teacher.
Yes, sir.
And helping shape the lives of these students, particularly students who are looking at church work as a future for them as well.
I'm a blessed man. Yeah. It only took 20 years from that interview to go to the seminary.
Well, thanks be to God for that. And thank you for sharing your stories with us today. How can we learn more about Theology Academy at Lutheran High School South?
Yeah, you can just go out to our website, you know, .org. Just Google, go to the Google and Google Lutheran High School South here in St. Louis. And or just call it, man. Email me. I'd love to bring you by, give you a tour. And just give us an opportunity to care for your students.
We'll put a link in the program notes today as well for the podcast. You can learn more there about Lutheran High School, Lutheran South, and the Theology Academy, Kaleo, at Lutheran South. Thank you. Our guest today, the Reverend Christopher Summer, head of campus wellness at Lutheran High School South. Thank you, Pastor Summer.
Thank you, guys.
And LA Senior at Lutheran High School. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Kevin Junior
Thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.